Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Context Machine. This is episode 623, I think. I think I have six. I have no idea what episode it is. So it's 622, it's 623, it's something like that. And I'm Brian Jeffen.
And I'm Ken Ray. Please make sure to check us out at our new home, contextmachine.io.
Ken Ray!
Oh, do I live there now?
Yes, you do. Thank you.
All right.
That's fantastic. So you can also use contextmachine.io to reach out to us or to find us on post.news and Mastodon at Context Machine. I don't think we have a Context Machine handle for Threads yet, but it's coming.
You're behind the times because you know who does, like 40 million other people.
What, have a Context Machine handle? That sucks.
No, have a thread handle.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Well, we're going to do that, but every time I've tried, I get the error for creating a second account. So I'm assuming what?
I apologize. I ran us off the rails. We should mention to people that today's episode is sponsored by HelloFresh.
Oh yes, it is. I'm gonna tell you about them later in the show. So all right, here's the deal. Threads is here, and I feel really weird about saying this, but hooray. But Facebook. So so Threads is Meta's, actually it's Instagram's new Twitter clone. And I think that they were very clever to do this on the Instagram, mantle.
Yeah.
As opposed to Facebook's mantle.
Because Facebook has a stink on it and people still like Instagram because they don't realize it's owned by Facebook.
Yes. Okay. Precisely. And we talked enough before we started recording for me to know that you've got sort of qualms about this.
Yeah, I'm not there. There are a few different reasons I'm not there. I mean, I'm also not on Facebook. I do have a Facebook account.
Same.
I assume people have been telling me for years, happy birthday there. I used to go there to read those and I've even stopped that now. I have a family member that I go onto Facebook with to argue about politics. And then my mom will post something on Facebook and I love my mom. So I want to see what my mom has posted on Facebook. Otherwise, I stay as off Facebook as I can. I actually did collect a bunch of information from it and planned to shut it down. But, you know, it's like that cowboy movie. I just can't quit it. I can't let it go for some reason.
Right.
I think part of it, too, is just making sure that my space there is protected.
Yeah, same.
Sort of the same with Instagram. I'm still on Instagram because I have friends that I love and I have friends that I care about. And I want to see the stuff that they're seeing. I don't necessarily want to see the ads, although I'm this close to buying the Mechanical Rat Pizza and Child Casino t-shirt.
Okay.
They keep pushing to me.
Okay.
Because I think that sounds, that sounds great.
Okay. Well, listen, I am a sucker for an Instagram ad.
Yeah.
They have gotten me so many times, including a couple scams.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever actually bought anything. Like, it's sort of like...
I've bought so many things.
Really?
Yes.
That's fascinating to me. Yeah, I found the Mechanical Rat Pizza and Child Casino t-shirt is an obvious, rip-off of Chuck E. Cheese.
Hmm.
And the thing is, that shirt through Instagram is like $28-$29. And so I, of course, went immediately to TeePublic, who has a 35% off sale every 3 days. And so I'm now trying to decide whether I'm going to buy that shirt for $16.
Ah,
well, I assume it's from the same artist. I don't know for certain. But no, I've never actually bought anything through an Instagram ad. It has turned me on to stuff, which I'm sure Facebook knows. I immediately went someplace else and they're like, good, our ads are still working. Even if we're not getting the commission.
I tend to not actually buy off of Instagram. I will follow the ad back to their website and buy from the website, usually on my Mac. But that's yeah. that's beside the point. That's beside the point. My point is that that their ad, they have me dialed into a T.
Yeah. I get that. What's weird is I'm following a bunch of a bunch of fountain pen people and ink people at this point. Maybe those guys aren't buying ads, but they're not pushing those ads to me. Which, if they did, I'd be even more poor than I am currently.
I am guessing that those folks aren't advertising.
Yeah, which is kind of
a
drag.
It's kind of a niche market.
Well, it's kind of a niche market, but it's also a high-end market. You spend a little bit of money, but if you get like, you know, a relatively small number of people, you've more than made up your money. And then we could bring fountain pens back, and that's really what I'm all about these days, Brian.
I support this message, man.
Thanks.
I love fountain pens.
We'll talk more about it later. Yeah, I was surprised to find that. I
think screw that. Let's talk about it now. I'm kidding. Let's talk about threads.
All right, let's talk about threads. So here, by the way, I don't know if people remember this, but they have the app privacy, you know, card, whatever thing. If you have an app on the App Store, you are supposed to let the buyer know or let the user know the kind of information that you might be collecting. Mm-hmm. Now, they're kind of a joke because they are self-reported, mm-hmm. which is why a few years ago, I think it was the New York Times said, wasn't the New York Times, but it was some site said, Clubhouse is the most secure app on the App Store. And the reason they said Clubhouse was the most secure app, excuse me, on the App Store was because they're not collecting any information. Well, no, they're self-reporting, so they're just not telling you the information they're collecting. To Instagram Meta Threads credit, they are telling you the information that they're gathering.
Which is everything.
Would you like to hear it?
Yes, I would.
Okay. So according to their privacy report card, the information they're collecting is health and fitness, financial info, contact info, contacts, which is different than contact info, purchases, location, search history, user content, identifiers, sensitive info, browsing history, usage data, diagnostics, and then my personal favorite, other data.
All right. So the things
and
that
that's
they,
what they're telling you that they're getting.
The things that they list are pretty awful. But that to my knowledge, they can only get that from Threads and Instagram.
Yes. Although, and this is heard it from a person who heard it from a person, so don't quote me on it. Apparently on the Android side, it's just constantly pinging to find out what else is on your phone. We're not on the Android side, so we don't care. But that is a thing that is also still happening.
Reportedly
still happening.
Yeah, I believe that. Well, so what... So the interesting thing there is that unless they are somehow usurping the right to you know, track me across apps, which... Mm-hmm. Facebook happens to be supremely good at, the stuff that they listed or is truly a subset of everything that they have access to, because that's, I mean, help me out, man.
Well, I don't know exactly where you're going. I mean, where I'll go is, no, this is one of the reasons I quit Facebook. I mean, there are two reasons, and when I say quit, again, I know I still have an account, but one of the reasons I quit going to Facebook is because I just think they're kind of a reprehensible company. There is a funny thing now where Mark Zuckerberg is the savior, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because like a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, he was... I won't go so far as to say the Antichrist, but I mean, he wasn't the best guy around, right? For your user privacy, for the health of the society, for name it. For all those things, he was not a great guy. He only looks good now because Elon Musk is Elon Musk, and he's the one at Twitter, which is also hilarious because he's like, you hired all these Twitter people, and now you're trying to make Twitter. And it's like, well, you fired all the Twitter people and tried to destroy Twitter. So what do you want?
Yeah, so Elon Musk... essentially, gave presented such a toweringly bad figure that Zuckerberg can look good. In fact, I would say that if it was not for like, if this had happened, if this app had launched 10 months ago, it would be a failure. Because they, I mean, it's wow.
I'm sorry that Elon Musk got whatever bee in his bonnet that he got. I'm sorry. I think you could honestly make a case for somebody should be able to sue the people who forced him to buy Twitter. It would have been great if they could have arranged some kind of buyout or something like that. I think there were some people who were excited about Elon Musk owning it. There are still a number of people who think he has every right to own it. And yeah, he's got the right, but he's ruined it.
Yeah,
he's absolutely ruined it as far as I'm concerned. And so now to come out and say, hey, you can't rebuild the thing that I destroyed. You're high, which in fairness, he might be.
But yeah, I mean, that's true. High. He might be.
This is the thing that people wanted. I mean, what's weird though is like, I think it's because Mastodon sort of started to buckle under the, you know, mass of people going over to it immediately, that I think it had a harder time getting going. And now the biggest problem that I have is, even if I wanted this discourse back in my life, and I'm not sure that I do, but even if I wanted this discourse back in my life, okay, do I go Blue Sky? Do I go Threads? Do I go Mastodon?
Can you go Blue Sky?
What do I do? No, dude.
You don't have an invite, do you?
I'll go sideways here. I didn't even know you still needed an invitation.
Yeah, you still do.
Okay, well.
And Mastodon has this insanely complicated disparate servers and disparate versions of Mastodon.
Yeah.
So it's a mess.
Yes. I mean, here's the thing. And if Mastodon hadn't been so confusing initially, I would probably be there right now.
Yeah.
I hate to say this because it sounds so dramatic. I went into mourning when Twitter changed, when they kicked the third party apps off. Cause I've still got it here in my dock, even though I can't use it. I was using Tweetbot. Because Tweetbot was exactly what I wanted. I could follow the people I wanted to follow. I could ignore the people I didn't want to talk to or see or, you know were out there. I wasn't being served ads. It was exactly what I wanted. And once that got wrecked, now I post like once or twice a day, basically to say that there's a version of macOS 10 up. I do respond to direct messages or mentions. But those almost never happen because I'm not there anymore, because I'm not playing in that space. And it was taking up so much of my day. And we were joking about fountain pens earlier. I'm writing letters. I'm writing postcards. I'm communicating with people, you know, with whom I can communicate and communicate back with me. What?
I'm in love. Yes. For your writing letters.
Yeah.
Now I got to get you on to
wax, do something with
wax seals, man.
On what?
Wax seals.
Cost too much.
What?
No, they cost too much.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the extra postage that you have to pay to get them to be handled. I have so many stamps. I just put a stamp on it and I send it out.
Listen, you can put your envelope
that I put on the back of stuff.
You can put your envelope in another envelope and then they can't charge you.
You know, I was thinking about that the other day, actually. Because, yeah, I have a couple of wax seals. I think we've got three in the house. One is a fleur-de-lis, one is an initial, and one is a Delta from Star Trek. And we got the wax, too. So I'm ready for it. It's just I didn't want to pay the extra, but you're right.
You can stick it in another envelope, and they can't charge you. And if they try to charge you, either take it away or yell at them, because the lumps in your envelope will not cause any problems that other lumps won't cause.
See, here's what I think you and I should do.
Yeah.
I think you and I maybe need to do a five-part, just like mini podcast about the pleasures and gripes of the U.S. mail system.
Okay.
because they actually replaced my mailbox. And the thing is, it's a homeowners association deal. So I had no say in what they did with the mailbox. Mm-hmm. And they took this thing that was so pleasurable of going to the mailbox and just made it like a pain in the backside. And that's just the beginning of my happy, sad mail.
Brothers from another pod.
Well, I know how to make a podcast. You know how to make a podcast. We might want to do this.
Yes, we might. All right. So hold on. Before we go any further, though, I'm going to tell you about mm-hmm. our sponsor.
Okay.
Sponsor, which is HelloFresh. So you can, it's summertime, and HelloFresh can make sure that you get all the best picks all season long. Their ingredients travel from the farm to your door in less than 7 days for quality that you can taste. Did you know that HelloFresh offers more than just delicious dinners? It's now easier than ever to skip that extra grocery store run by adding snacks, sides, and more to your weekly order.
It's like over 100 things that you can use to pad your pantry.
Yeah. Yeah. And so HelloFresh is sending you meal kits that have everything that you need in them to make mm-hmm. meals, including the instructions. And their instructions are always clear. They're on a card. They've got pictures. They've got written instructions. And they're super easy to prepare. And I personally have learned things about, because I like to cook, but I'm not the best cook. And I have learned things from following these directions. I've learned things about what can be done with ingredients and what can be done with different ways of preparing them to achieve different results. And I just absolutely love that. And
can I tell you one thing I like about it, honestly?
Yeah.
There are a number of recipes that I've looked at in cookbooks that we have, and I've thought, yeah, I'd like to make that. And then it's like, use a teaspoon of this. It's like, well, that's not a thing that I have.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if I'm going to like the thing. And so I'm not going to go out and buy $5 worth of that to use 25 cents of it.
Yeah.
I like the fact that, first of all, they send you just the amount you need. And second, you've already jumped in the pool at that point. They're the ingredients. If you're like, I don't know. Well, you've got it right there and that's what's for dinner. So try it.
Yeah.
And
yes.
There's not been a time where I was like, where I regretted it. And they're just, their stuff's great.
I had kale with HelloFresh and it was delicious. I would never have bothered to buy kale. And so you get these meal kits. They all come, you've got the meat is separate, and then you've got little individual bags for the individual meals, and they're all labeled. And then all you have to do is take the ingredients and make it. And it's super, super easy. So because you are listening to the Context Machine, you can go to HelloFresh.com/TCM50 and use code TCM50 for 50% off plus free shipping. Once again, that's HelloFresh.com/TCM50 and use code TCM50 for 50% off plus free shipping. It's good stuff.
America's number one meal kit.
It is America's number one meal kit.
That's what they say.
That's what they say.
It's right there.
It's right there. It says so right here in black and white. Okay. So here's the thing. Are you going to use Threads?
No.
You're not?
No, and it makes me sad.
You're just not, or you don't think so?
Maybe, but I doubt it. Because here's the thing. Here was another thing that I didn't like about it. And this is the getting your hooks in. Because I might have been tempted to try it. And then if I decided it wasn't for me, not or whatever, right? First of all, there's all the stuff that they say about all the stuff that they would like to grab from you or the information that they would like to grab.
Okay.
But then the other thing is, apparently, according to an article that I was reading, Engadget or TechCrunch, one of those two, earlier this week, If you want to get rid of your Threads account, you got to get rid of your Instagram account as well. There's no backing out once you're in, unless you just want to be done. And that is not cool to me. That is not a thing that I am willing to have happen.
Okay.
I've been using my Instagram account forever, and I don't want it to go away.
But that's something that they can correct over time.
Well, I'm sorry. Do you assume that that's a mistake that they made, or do you think that that's part of their whole thing?
It sounds
very Facebook to me.
That's fair, and I get that. But at the same time, unless I'm mad enough at Meta that I want to get rid of my Instagram account too, I'm not going to get rid of anything. I'm not going to get rid of my Threads account. And I'm not, if I stop using it, I'm fine for it to continue to exist because it'll protect my place, as you mentioned, for Facebook.
All right. That's an interesting idea. The other thing, honestly, is I'm not sure my life was better with Twitter. I know I miss it. I know that there are authors that I miss following. I know there are comedians that I miss following. I know that there are podcasters that I miss following. But I also know that I used to spend, at my height, I was spending easily an hour and a half a day on Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't need to replace that. I mean, I need to replace that with books. I need to replace that with writing.
I hear you. Both of those are very important things. But I also wanted to go back to what you're talking about, the information that's being collected. The information that they say that they're collecting still is only coming in from what you're typing in. And I feel like whatever you're typing in is something you know is going to be collected in the first place. Like, they can say they can collect, they're going to collect your financial
information.
I know, that's the thing. So where are they getting it? They can't.
Okay, here's what the thing says. The following data may be collected and linked to your identity. It doesn't say, like, you may do that. Look, I'm not a developer, and I know I'm not a developer, and I don't know what sort of, you know, connections they can pull or what information they are able to get access to just by virtue of the fact that I've clicked on it, that they could actually collect it. My assumption is the reason that Apple tells us to look at those privacy labels is because Apple wants us to be aware of the information that we are sharing before we say, yeah, go ahead and download that. The fact that the powers that be behind Threads are saying, yeah, the information that we're going to collect is everything. And Apple's like, well, as long as you're telling them that the information that you're going to collect is everything, and they're going ahead and collecting it anyway, then I think they're out. I don't think they're saying, if you type in what your blood pressure is and post it on a thread, we're going to collect that information. I think they are saying, this is all the information that we are going to potentially request access to. So heads up, here's what you're agreeing to when you go in.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the privacy label is useless because, of course, anything I say out loud is something that somebody else might hear. This is them saying, yeah, who are your contacts? What is your contact info?
All right.
No, I don't believe they're going to steal your financial information, but they may ask for it at some point. I get that part.
So I'm gone to my settings.
Okay.
And I've pulled up Threads, and what they have, Threads has access to is Siri and search notifications and background app. Refresh. So, okay. Like, does not have access to HomeKit or HealthKit or FinanceKit, which doesn't exist.
So then do you think they're just putting all of that on there as like a catch-all?
I think that they're putting the same stuff that they put into Instagram.
All right.
And I feel like they may want to very well tie my health and fitness to my account, but if they don't have access to it, I don't see how they can.
Okay.
And you will hear me screaming at the top of my lungs if it turns out that they somehow have access to HealthKit.
Okay.
Especially if when I turn it off, the thread stops working. I mean, that will, first of all, you would have been proven right. And second of all, that would really, really piss me the crap off.
Here's the thing. I'm happy to be mistaken about that. If I'm wrong about that, that's fine. If everybody ends up on Threads, it is going to be difficult for me not to go on to Threads. And I don't want to stand here and say, no, I'm never going to use it. Right now, I have no plans to use it for all the other reasons that I said. You saw Dick Tracy, right? Because I think everybody saw Dick Tracy. It was practically a law in the early 90s. Is my enemy's enemy my friend, or is my enemy's enemy my enemy? Zuckerberg looks good next to Musk.
Yes.
Zuckerberg has never looked good otherwise. And I don't suddenly think that he is a good guy because there is somebody else who I sort of think is a bad guy, right?
Yes.
So there's that. And then there's just a colossal time waste. There is so much less. That's not true. I was going to say there's so much less hate in my life now that I'm off Twitter. My hate is more directed now. Might be a better way to put it. I love and miss what I had with Tweetbot. But that's what I love and miss, what I had with Tweetbot. Not even what I had with Twitter, what I had with Tweetbot.
Yeah, and I don't know if Threads is going to be... was my last thread, by the way. It was my last straw.
I don't know if Threads is going to be able to be that, but I don't need to replace it at this point. And I'm not being all zen about it. It's just, I got time back once Elon Musk finally hit me enough that I was like, right, I'm not even going to try anymore. I seriously got like an hour of my day back by not having that constantly be there.
Yeah. And what did you replace it with? What did you actually replace it with?
Postcards and letters. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
I'm not on the socials at this point, which makes me feel weird and makes me feel disconnected. And it makes me sad, honestly, because there was this community. But
yeah,
that community has not missed me.
So
I've missed it, but it hasn't missed me. And so I guess I'm going to go work on other stuff. I'm not joking about the pen thing. I go to a physical pen club now every couple of months. As soon as we're done here, I'm going out to buy a new ink. I mean, this is now what I do. And then I give those away to friends and they really appreciate it. And it's a very different thing. But I haven't replaced Twitter with anything at this point. It's just gone. And if I think about it too much, I get sad, but I'm not looking to replace it because am I going to go to five different things now to make sure I'm not missing anything?
Well, so that's an interesting thing is that so far in this first 2 days of Threads, mm-hmm. it really, really feels like that early period of Twitter.
Sure.
And I don't know that that'll last. As a matter of fact, I don't think it'll last, but it is an interesting thing. And there is an interesting sort of dynamic going on with the things that are being said as we are all essentially seeing everyone that we follow.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have, I don't know, I guess that's not necessarily true because you can import your Instagram follows if you want.
Right.
And someone who follows thousands of accounts because they're not actually following any of them would, I guess they probably have a different experience.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I honestly nearly did Mastodon the other day.
Do you not have an account?
You know, no. I don't know how to. I don't know how to make it clear to you. I didn't replace Twitter with anything.
That's fine.
I didn't replace Twitter with anything.
You have an account. When I asked what you replaced it with, I meant like, what other thing are you doing now with that hour?
Oh, you know, relaxing a tiny bit.
Yeah.
Seriously, I mean, I don't find myself now. It is not as often that it's 3 a.m. and I'm still working. I can't really answer that question because it wasn't like a solid hour that was going to Twitter. It was, you would look up and you'd been on Twitter for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
No, and it wasn't the first time that it happened that day.
I get that.
You know, it wasn't like a job or anything. It always used to weird me out. Michael Gartenberg used to sign off of Twitter on Friday afternoon. Huh. He would say, have a good weekend, everybody. And then this was back before he even joined Apple. And then he would start tweeting again on Monday. And I was always kind of offended by that because, like, dude, this isn't a job. This is a party.
This is my life.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't my life, but I mean, it was fun. You know, it was a place that I would go and check in. and also broadcast. And then, you know, when he did the whole have a good weekend, I mean, good for him for unplugging. I guess that's sort of what I'm saying here as well. And let me be clear about one thing. I'm not telling anybody not to do it. Do your thing.
Yeah, you've come off correctly here.
Okay, good. Because yeah. I was gonna make a drug joke.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, no, I have a friend who said he could casually use cocaine. Cool, man. If you can do that, that's great. I don't know if you actually can. It wasn't a thing I wanted to try. I know that I was not a casual Twitter user. And so for you to say, well, it's like Twitter was, you know, before they started cutting it. I'm not there, but I don't begrudge anybody who's doing it. And look, a month from now, I may well be there. If every news story all of a sudden is so-and-so said on Threads instead of so-and-so said on Twitter, which, by the way, I would love to see.
Yeah.
If that's what ends up happening, I may have to be there just because I like to copy the actual, like, what somebody says on Twitter, not what somebody said. And if that ends up being a thing on Threads, then, you know, I may be there for my job, and then I may find it's not just a job, it's an adventure, and then I may find I'm losing 3 hours a day to what Twitter used to be.
I imagine that Twitter is probably on the cusp of a death spiral. I'm not saying that they're on a death spiral, but they are on the cusp of it possibly coming. And, you know, to where there are only right-wing zealots and the blue check mafia hanging out. Mm-hmm. On Twitter, and then everybody else, including a lot of folks who are on the right, are also on Threads or are on Threads instead.
Yeah. I mean, that's the other thing. It's like, I feel certain the first few days of Threads are going to be great. And then after a while, it's going to be whatever on parade.
Yeah. I imagine it depends on what Facebook does with content moderation. And I would add that Facebook has a terrible, terrible reputation and track record with moderation. So I don't necessarily have high hopes, but I know that they have blocked some content from some very questionable sources so far.
All right.
And that's something that that Twitter, you know, no longer does.
Right. Yeah, let me know how it goes.
Yeah, all right, I'll do that. And listen, listeners, I like to call you readers sometimes, but that's wrong. Listeners, if you let us know what you think, please.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry, is this the part where Jeff says how people should let them know? Because I don't know.
No. I've got this whole thing here. Let's see. First of all, I do this. Okay, right. There's the bumper. And then I say something like, that's this week's Context Machine. If you have anything to add on, comment, if you have anything to comment on, add, or question, you can write us at contextmachine.io.
Cool.
Yeah.
Can I plug my stuff too?
Yes, please.
MacOSKen.com. And if you want to get in touch with me, as I said, I do respond to DMs on Twitter, so it's macOSKen there, or info@macOSKen.com.
Or we can send you a letter, right?
Yeah. Well, you can send that to Brian, and he'll forward it to me, because I don't like to get my hands dirty.
Yeah, fair enough. Our Bandwidth is provided by Cashfly, the bass is by Dr. Boom, that was recorded just for us. And that is all for this week. Except I will say that, Ken, I really appreciate you stepping in and subbing out for Jeff today.
Thank you very much for asking me. I do appreciate it.